What's up, guys? Welcome to Instagram Marketing Secrets Podcast, episode 113. Today's episode is called How My Account Got Disabled. It's supposed to be called How My Account Got Disabled and How I Got It Back, but it looks like we're going to have a part two to this episode. So I came out with this episode on Friday this week because, yes, I did get my account disabled. I think it was on Tuesday, and I've been waiting to hopefully get it back so that I could have the episode, have a better ending. But for now, I'm going to go over on today's episode exactly what's going on with my account. And then I'll, of course, go into like the tips and lessons from this that you guys can apply. On today's episode, it's going to be a short, sweet one, and just give you guys some updates on what's going on with my account, as well as I'm actually going to give you guys the big reveal today too. If you've been listening to my last few episodes, you've heard me talk about something very exciting is coming. So I am going to give you guys the bad news coupled with some really good news too. But for now, let's turn off the music and get chatting. Okay, so on Tuesday, here's what happened. Let's just start with the story. So I was on my Instagram account, and as you guys know, my logo looks pretty similar to the Instagram logo, right? And I didn't design it. So like in hindsight, looking back, it looks like, oh, that is a little similar to the Instagram logo. But, you know, I hired a professional to do it, and I was kind of like, oh, cool, that looks great. And I didn't really think a ton of it. And also, I had no idea what this would even become at the time, too. But my logo before, like my profile picture, was like me standing next to my logo. It's the podcast logo. It's like the podcast logo you're seeing right now was my IGM Secrets profile picture. And I thought, you know, it would look kind of cool if maybe I just zoomed in on like just the green circle. So I went to edit the photo and I zoomed in just on that green circle and I clicked done. And like 10 seconds later, it was like, your account is disabled for impersonating another account. So I didn't hear specifically that, hey, your Instagram logo looks too much like Instagram's. I didn't even hear from a person at all, or it didn't even say that, but it just said impersonating another account, and it was like a few seconds after changing my logo. So if it's not the logo, then it was just like an extreme coincidence, and it's possibly something else. So typically when people get impersonating another account, it's because either they are or they're a fan account. They're like a fan page. So if you ever want to open up one of those, know like this is a very common way to get an account disabled. If you are a, you know, Miley Cyrus fan page and you post a bunch of her pictures or something. I had recently reposted someone's work. So it was Ross Creations, and it's like the I posted this on TikTok. It's on my TikTok right now too if you want to see it. And it went completely viral on TikTok. Let me pull it up and tell you how many likes it has. And it's not even that funny. Like, honestly, I don't even think it's very funny. I can't believe it went absolutely viral. But this is the one other thing that if it's not my logo looking too much like Instagram's, and it's just a coincidence that this happened shortly after I changed my logo, then it would be because I had this video from Ross Creations. If you don't know who that is, he's like a hilarious YouTuber. Absolutely love the dude. I'm over 4.7 million views on me posting this as a TikTok, but you know, it's this video of him looking at a vending machine full of money when you go to the account if you want to look at it. So on TikTok, I'm actually Instagram.secrets because that's what I wanted to be, but Instagram Secrets was taken on Instagram. So I'm Instagram.secrets on TikTok. And you can see it's five posts ago if you want to see that went completely viral. And I like made it my own, you know, it's like a lot of people do this. You do a repost and you put like some text around it to make it match up with your message. And it's kind of like not totally clear. Like I said, I don't even think it's that funny. I'm surprised it went as viral as it did, and it brought me in almost 7,000 followers from that one post. So I am hesitant to still take it down on TikTok. But all I can think of is that maybe a lot of people saw it on TikTok, and there are some comments on there like, this is not your video. And it's like, yeah, like people repost stuff, dude. It's fine. But the only other thing I could think of is because I reposted someone and it went viral, that a few people reported it as, this is not this user's content. And then that's why I got the impersonating another account ban. In that case, I should have it back in no time. It's just a matter of them seeing that, like, I properly tagged him and did everything by Instagram's actual guidelines for when you repost something, which is approved in Instagram's eyes, as long as you give proper credit, that, you know, I gave proper credit and everything, that it would be totally fine. So, you know, who knows? Maybe my account could be enabled by the end of today's podcast. But basically, those are the two things that could possibly happen. But just because it was shortly after I changed my logo to, you know, just that green circle, then it triggered. It seems like that's it. I'm going to roll with that. And it triggered the impersonating another account. The thing that worries me a little bit, to be honest, is just that, if it's that, this is a slightly unique situation. If it was a human eye that saw that logo and was like, nope, that's not okay, then I'd be really worried. And I'd probably, you know, have to change the branding of the podcast and everything, and that might happen. So I would really suggest, if you guys want to keep up with me and know, you know, if the podcast changes names all of a sudden, like, you'll probably still be subscribed to it. I'm not sure, I haven't done this before. I don't know if you can just change the name of your podcast and like, it's all good. You know, I may do something like that. So, connect with me in a few different places if you could. I'd really, really appreciate it too, as you can imagine. But basically on Instagram, I created a backup account that's IGM.secrets, so that anyone right now that is looking for IGM secrets can still find me. But I created it like 5 minutes before this episode started, so it has zero followers right now. If you could go follow that, I'd appreciate it so much, because obviously, you know, having over 10K followers and then being in a position where you don't have any is alarming, right? Especially as the Instagram guy. And this is not a common scenario. And, you know, it's not like I did automation software or follow unfollow or all these other things that can get an account blocked or disabled, that I'm, you know, a huge proponent against. So I am a little embarrassed, to be honest. But at the same time, I do feel like it is a mistake that could happen to a lot of people. And, you know, it's one of those things, like, hindsight's 2020. But because I have run, you know, so many ads, like, guys, like, I have been paying Instagram money to run ads for like 2 years now. And like, from this account, like with this logo, like even on my Facebook page, the logo is, you know how the Instagram marketing secrets is stacked in my logo below the circle? Like, my logo on my Facebook page has just been that for over a year now, where it's the circle and then the Instagram marketing secrets stacked below it. And that's been totally fine. So it's like, until I zoomed in more on just the circle, they're computer system didn't have any problem detecting it. And the thing is like, there's so many other Instagram guru accounts out there that literally have the exact Instagram logo in their bio. They just aren't fully zoomed in on it. And that's what I think that was the difference maker for the, you know, computer system picking up. But the thing is because I've been using it for 2 years and I've run ads, like literally paid advertisements that say, like from my Facebook page, it says Instagram marketing secrets. It doesn't say IGM secrets. It says like Instagram marketing secrets is hosting a training webinar. You know, I've spent like well over 10 grand doing advertisements for like webinars coming from Instagram marketing secrets, and with no issues. So that's why it's like, I don't know the exact reason. And because they don't give it to you, they just throw you into one of their general categories of why you're banned. And I'm going through the process, and it kind of sucks right now. But again, go check out my IGM.secrets backup account. I'm not going to be like posting a ton from there until I you know, I'm seeing like, wow, it looks like I might not get it back. Like, if that would be the case, but I'm going to be relentless about this. The general consensus online is that you will get it back with enough time. So I will say that I am much more optimistic that I will get it back than not, because it seems like as long as you just keep requesting to get it unbanned, that they will eventually do it. Now, I'm going to give you some of the couple tips that I've picked up along the way, because I've been binge watching all the YouTube videos on getting account disabled. And guys, if my account gets re-enabled and everything's good, I'm going to be really stoked about this situation happens, because I would love to be able to speak from experience on this kind of topic. When people, you know, come to me asking about account disabled, it's not something I've been able to help with in the past. So I do hope everything is good, and then it just becomes one extra thing that I can help you guys with. But the general rules online that you see that is common, like through all the videos, when you go to enable an account, and I'm going to put the link in the description of this episode, just in case you're ever like lost without this link to, you know, request that your account get re-enabled. You click on that, and then it'll ask if you're a business. You always want to click no. The reason why is because I think it takes them longer, and they also longer to check it out. And they also request a lot more information from you, like a letter of mail that has your business address on it and stuff like that. There's a lot more to it for getting it approved. So the general consensus is it doesn't matter if your business count or whatever, if you like legitimately are a business, just put no to that. Then you're going to go through the steps. You got to like take a picture of yourself with a number written down on a piece of paper, and you're holding it up. And of course, just make that picture as clear as possible. And then it takes 24 to 48 hours is the estimate. So that's why it's a little weird that now it's at 3 days. And then if it doesn't work, if they deny it, then you're just supposed to reapply over and over and over again until it does. And that's what 10 different videos say. And some people say it took me a couple months to get it back, but most people do say less than a week. So I'm really hoping that that's my case. The other thing, though, is that whenever you need to get in touch with Instagram support at all, you guys have probably found that if you go through the Instagram app and you go to support and you do all that, talking to a person is not going to happen. There's no phone number for you to call or anything. This is the only way to get to talking to a person within 30 minutes about an Instagram-related issue, and it's going through Facebook, okay? So you have to have a business account to do this, to go to the Business Help Center. Then when you get to the Business Help Center through Facebook, you'll go through some options and try to get to a live chat. So basically, it'll be like, you know, no, my question's not answered. No, it's not answered. And then you finally will get to a point where you're on a live chat, and it takes 15, 20 minutes for someone to come on. And then you can actually talk to a representative. So I did do this already. And basically, he said, oh, yeah, if you've already done the application, just wait on that and you should be good. So I'll be recontacting them if it gets, you know, denied, and just be relentless through this whole thing. So I'm going to just basically do the application over and over, and getting people on live chat through Facebook, and, you know, trying to talk to a supervisor, getting in touch with whoever I can. That is the other method that people are talking about on YouTube that got their account back is, you know, that's the only way that you're going to actually talk to a person. And it's a matter of time before you talk to the person that is really willing to go the extra mile to help you and get the supervisor on the line. But if you bug them long enough, that they should just allow your account back to get you off their case probably, and stop creating so many, appeals to get your account back. They would have to come out and say like specific reasoning for why I'll never get it back in order for me to stop. But like I said, I'm still pretty optimistic about the whole thing. But the lesson of this story, guys, is just know that, you know, trademarks are a real thing. And
hey, Bar and Grill fans, it's Jim with Madhouse Bar Talk, where me and my co-hosts sit around and talk about the things going on around Madhouse Bar and Grill in Elyria, Ohio. The whole conversation is unscripted, uncensored, and unedited. anywhere where you stream podcasts, just remember, Madhouse Bar Talks, baby.
When you're new, no one gives a shit, okay? As soon as you start to become an actual brand is when people get mad about trademark stuff. Story from Dan Henry, actually. So Dan Henry actually used to have a course that was called Facebook Ads for Entrepreneurs. And he was running Facebook ads and he was selling it and he was doing it for a while. I think he had done over $1 million in sales just doing Facebook ads, like ironically enough, to his course called Facebook Ads for Entrepreneurs. And then finally, Facebook's lawyers sent him a cease and desist letter saying, you can't have your course titled Facebook, you can have Facebook in the name. And it's like, they well knew about it because all of his sales were happening from Facebook, but until he had done like over $1 million in sales, they didn't have a problem with it. Okay, so until you're actually making money, you're not gonna run into these issues because it won't be worth their time or their lawyer's time to pay to look into having your small account, suspended or send you a cease and desist letter. But for that reason, it's very easy that if you look around and say, well, let me see if there are some other Instagram accounts that, or like other Instagram podcasts that have Instagram in the name. Oh, there are. Like for me, I wanted to title my course Instagram University, but I called it IGM University to avoid the trademark issues. And I probably could have called it Instagram University up until this point, totally fine. But I would just eventually run into something. So just know that that's not just the same with like Facebook and Instagram. That's the same with every major company. So just be wary of trademark things. But the reason why I wanted to have my podcast have Instagram in the title is it's honestly how most of you have found the podcast. Because I have Instagram in my title of the podcast, it made it so I was the front runner on, searching Instagram like within a month of having the podcast. So it was a necessary move for me to make. And at this point, it would be okay for me to switch since there's enough of you who know about it. But I am waiting and not jumping to any conclusions yet on changing the podcast name and my Facebook group name. And, that's just basically what's going on right now. So that's the only update that I have for you guys. And the tip is just really, if you need to get in touch with business, with Instagram or Facebook, make sure you do it through Facebook Business Center and get on a live chat for any issue that you have that needs to be resolved by Instagram. Don't try to send emails if you're just never going to hear anything. The other moral of the story is, be very wary of trademarks that won't be an issue for you when you're new, but could turn into an issue for you later down the road if you start doing well. So just make sure to know that there is a very good chance that your business idea might work. So plan on that. You should plan on it working and act accordingly. But for the big reveal, guys, I have been working on this like crazy over the last month, probably more like 2 months. And I was thinking, like, I need to make a new course, all right? So I made a new course, and it's called Customer Attraction. And I was like, I came out with this course because I wanted to have a cheaper course for you guys to get from me. And I was thinking, I could make this $100. I could make it $50. I could make it, like, $27. Maybe I'll just have it be 300 and just, sell it for what it's actually worth. The customer attraction course is basically two parts. It goes through exactly how to set up an Instagram account, regardless of your niche, how to find your exact content strategy. Some of the things that are talked on the podcast as far as like posting strategy and content creation goes, but then it's like video walkthrough on all of this and it gives tons of examples and it's like, I think it's like 6 hours long or something, but it's awesome. It's done really well because it's like the third remake of it, okay? Like I've re-recorded it over time as Instagram got updated. And I was like, okay, I'm going to put this together because not everyone wants to buy one of, my $1,000 or multiple $1,000 programs. And I want to give you guys something to be able to get from me for cheaper. But then I thought, you know what? If I really have confidence in my product, why wouldn't I just give you a free sample of it? So what I decided to do instead is, instead of making this customer attraction course cheap, I'm just going to give it to you for free. So this is a previously paid course. It is the first two modules of all of my other paid courses, okay? These are, because none of my other paid material is even worth diving into until your bases are covered and your account is set up correctly and your content is set up the right way, then it doesn't make sense to do any of the other strategies. So what I decided to do, I just took those two modules out, refined it, added some more stuff to it, added some more worksheets, and called it the Customer Attraction Course. And I've just decided to give it to you guys for free. So kind of as the thank you for supporting the podcast for a long time. But also, it's my way of saying, if I really have confidence in my coaching programs and I want to come out with a cheaper program for you guys to test and see if you want to invest further, screw that. I'm just going to give it to you for free. And if you don't want to invest further, I don't really give a shit, because you got it for free and I don't care. And I'm here to provide you guys with value and create some success stories out there. So if I can help with that, then as soon as I thought, let's just give it for free, I got really stoked about it. And I've been working on it tirelessly, setting that up, as well as setting up some other things within the course system for you guys too. So on top of that, I got to thinking, apart from setting up their account right and learning about all about the algorithm tips and tricks and posting, like things that you can do to improve your posting time and your reach overall, all these just like little things that you can do to modify your account. Once that's all set up correctly, now what, right? Now it's all about, how do you monetize? So then I thought, I'm going to come out with a brand new course called Map to Monetization. And so basically I took my previous two modules of my other courses, updated it, added a bunch of worksheets to it too, and called it Customer Attraction. So I'm going to give you guys that for free. Then I created Map to Monetization, and I just got done filming it yesterday, and I'm super proud of it. And I thought, maybe I'll just give you guys this one for $40, $100, something like that, and have this one be the cheap one. And then I thought, fuck it. I'm just going to give you this one for free too. There is one catch though. The only way I'm giving you Map to Monetization for free is if you watch all of Customer Attraction for free. It is if you watch all of Customer Attraction first. So I'm going to give you that one, and that has to be done first. If you guys do watch the whole thing, and then we'll have a little system of how you can unlock the next one. Maybe you like leave a testimonial or something like that on the course. But if you watch all of Customer Attraction, then I'm also going to give you my Map to Monetization course for free too. So how's that for just a ridiculous amount of value? That's what I've been trying to build up the hype around of, I'm just going to give you guys more than probably anyone else on the internet has, and let you take it from there. If you want to work with me further, you'll know what to do. But if you don't want to, it'll also be very clear to you that you don't want to. So, yeah, guys, I don't have the link for you guys to get it today, but I wanted to couple some good news behind the bad news of today's episode. So stay tuned. It should be ready for you next week, though. On next week's episode, I should be giving you guys the link to download the Customer Attraction course and get that for free. And then once you finish that 6-hour course, you unlock Map to Monetization for free too, and that's another hour and a half. And what that does is it teaches you, here is every way that you can make money with your account. Now that you have followers coming in, now how do we actually make money? And that's really what I'm really stoked to show you guys, because it is a brand new course. Like I said, I just got done filming it yesterday, and I've never laid out the material like this before. And it's super necessary, I realized, because previously my course just had all of these, different monetization strategies in there, but it didn't tell you how to choose which one you should do. And this course will actually tell you the pros and cons of every single major online marketing strategy that you can do now to grow and sell to your social media following. And I'm going to break it down depending on your business, depending on your current resources and your situation and all of that, which path you should go down, because I felt like that would save you guys more time and get you to your goals faster than anything else I can do, is just making sure that you're on the right path. So that's what Map to Monetization is, showing you the path for you to quickly monetize and make money in the quickest way. So that's the good news for you guys. Again, stay tuned for that. Should be ready next week. But for now, please go follow IGM.secrets and help me get my backup account, get that little base started, and feel free to message me on there any questions you have for the time being. And keep your fingers crossed, guys. I really hope that next week's episode has the title, How I Got My Account Back in It. Love you all so much. Thanks for sticking with me. And don't worry, there's nothing that can happen with anything getting disabled that would make me stop doing what I'm doing for you guys. So I'm not going anywhere, and I'll talk to you soon.